Dade City, Tampa Bay. WZHR, Zephyr Hills, Tampa Bay. Listen.
All right. Welcome back to the second hour of Living the Good Life from Beacon of Hope Ministries. We are in our ninth year on this show. We're in our 15th year as a ministry. And I tell you, time flies, Nan, when you're having a lot of fun like this, you know? Well, we just do, don't we? And it's just a joy to be able to share the Word of God with you all each week. So Starcom Media listeners, you listen on Saturday morning and on Sunday morning. This show airs, generally speaking, at 10 a.m. Eastern, I believe it is, on Starcom Media Network, and on Saturdays and Sundays. And then our Go Yard show airs right after that show. And that's a fun show. Betty, I'm going to pick on you one more time. You listen to Go Yard almost every week, don't you?
Yes. The life coaching show with Pastor, with Mama Mac.
That's my other name.
Angel Falzona. Yeah, you have a lot of aliases, I believe.
I do have a couple aliases, yes.
Yes, amongst other things.
Right.
But, you know, this show brings to light maybe some of the things that some of our listeners are going through.
Right.
Whether it be, you know, what to do in an abusive situation or how to deal with someone where you have to set boundaries. It gives us a perspective to go by, maybe gives us a little bit of hope for the storm that we're going through. And I tell you, this show has blessed me as much as Living the Good Life, because, I mean, there are things that just give you a ray of light to look forward, to look forward to. And Thursdays at 6:06
p.m. Eastern,
On the Tan Talk.
Yes.
It is just, it's an amazing show, and I think that you would benefit from it. It's free. Free to those who listen.
That's right.
Listen.
Listen. Go Yard listen. With Mama Mac and Dr. Angel. And, last week we did a question-and-answer show, and I'll tell you, we got a lot of feedback from that show. You can send in questions or you can call in on that show, either one. So it's our website for that show, where we have all the shows we've done through October of this year. So that's like 14 months of shows. That website is goyard2014.org, O-R-G. Go there, and all those shows are there. Betty mentioned the series on boundary setting. We've done them on domestic violence and abuse. We've done them on all kinds of things. So go to our website there for those life coaching counseling shows. goyard2014.org. Listen to this song by actually somebody I know, Ray Bolts. And this is a great song. Thank You is the name of it. And then we're going to talk to Betty and Cindy on the other side of this song.
I dreamed I went to heaven, and you were there with me. We walked upon the streets of gold beside the crystal sea. We heard the angels singing, and someone called your name. You turned and saw this young man, and he was smiling as he came. And he said, "Friend, you may not know me now." And then he said, "But wait, you used to teach my Sunday school when I was only eight. And every week you say a prayer before the class would start. And one day when you said that prayer, I asked Jesus in my heart. Thank you for giving to the Lord. I am a life that was changed. Said, "Remember the time missionary came to your church. His pictures made you cry. You didn't have much money, but you gave it anyway. Jesus took the gift you gave, and that's why I'm here today. One by one they came, far as the eye could see. Each life somehow touched by your generosity. Little things that you had done, sacrifices made, unnoticed on the earth, in heaven now proclaimed. I know up in heaven, you're not supposed to cry, but I am almost sure there were tears in your eyes as Jesus took your hand and you stood before the Lord. He said, my child, look around you, for great is your reward. Giving to the Lord, for I am a life that was changed. Thank you for giving to the Lord.
Praise God. Thank you. Thank every one of you out there that does contribute to these radio shows to keep us on the air and have. For so many years now, in our ninth year, there's not been one week that we haven't had the finances for the show. God has always provided. Nan, you have something that God just gave you during that song, and then we're going to go to Psalm 136, and then we're going to talk to Betty and Cindy in just a moment. Nan, what did God give you there?
I'm going to try not to cry, because that song always gets to me every time I hear it.
I know it.
You can make an impact on those around. Be my ambassador of the grace that I give.
Yes.
Let them see my sun shining within you and teach them that they can have the same they need to believe.
Yeah.
You are my ambassadors to those you meet. Let my love shine through in all that you do. I want to reach out to all those around. Move forward in this commandment to you. Read my word and you can clearly see that is something that you need to do. Go ahead, read my directions, then move forward. I want them to see Jesus' love shine through.
Oh, praise God. Praise God. Thank you. God gives Nan these poems during these shows. What a blessing it is. Wow. Betty, did that song get to you?
Yeah, I was hoping you wouldn't call on me first so I regained my composure.
Were you crying? I thought I heard you sobbing.
Well, yeah, I was.
Oh, okay.
But that's okay. It's just the Holy Spirit. I remember Ray Bolt came to a church that we were attending, and he sang that song.
Right.
And it just reminds me of the missionary field that you partook in when we were still at Cornerstone, mm-hmm. when we went down to Honduras.
Honduras, yeah.
Mm-hmm. And how many people that you touched through that ministry. But people, we have a ministry, and I know that there's ministries that go on through all of this. My husband went to Africa in 1985, and how many lives were touched because we sacrificed for Joe to go to Africa, and you sacrificed to go to Honduras. But one of the things that we have to realize here that there's a missionary field here in the United States.
Sure.
That we need to reach out and let God see, let people see God through us.
Amen.
And this is an everyday occurrence, Pastor Nan and Cindy, that we have to take into consideration is that, thank you, God, even where I worked, thank you, God, for giving me the opportunity to minister to those people.
Yes.
No matter how big or how small, how contrite it may seem, that you touched some lives.
Amen.
And when I went in to drop off two of my pets to board, is that one of the ladies there said her dad was in a tragic or a motorcycle wreck, and she said, my dad's home. Thank you for praying.
Yes, praise God.
And so you can see what an impact that
yes.
we were talking about the first half of the show is that we may never know what our prayers have done,
mm-hmm.
but then God will let us see your prayers don't go unanswered.
That's right.
I listen to each one that I care for you and I love you and thank you for, and I think he even thanks us for even talking to him.
Yeah.
Thank you for taking the time to talk to me.
Yes.
Because I want to hear what you have to say. And it's just like us talking on the radio now or talking, you know, via telephone or whatever is you just want to tell people, thank you for listening.
Yes.
Thank you for taking the time.
Yes.
To
Amen.
Spend with me.
Yes.
And I think one of the other ministries that Beacon of Hope has is through the nursing home ministry.
Oh, it's wonderful.
Is if those people who can never say a word.
Right.
But can sing praises to God.
Yes, yes.
Telling him,
Amen.
Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Even for the smallest of thank yous, that the ladies that can't say a word, that cannot speak a word,
right.
but can still sing praises to God.
Right.
Saying thank you.
Oh, it is. And it blesses us. It's the first Sunday of every month. And we go to Palm Garden in Clearwater, where my mother was for a while, and also one of our own church members, Jeannie. And, you know, every time we walk in, they remember our faces. They don't know our names, probably, but they know our faces. The nursing home team that goes, you know, faithfully month after month. We are blessed, and we give God thanks for being able to go in there and minister to them and sing Sunday school songs and all those old hymns they know. And, you know, just it lifts us up. And, you know, God wants us to thank him for opportunities like this radio show. I am grateful that we have been doing this 8.5 years. We're in our 9th year. I am grateful for the little band of people that caught the vision with me back in April of 2007. Connie, Nathan, so many of us that got together and prayed and believed. And thank God when this door opened for us to be able to have a show here on Tantalk. And it was initially just an hour long. And then right away, within a couple months, it was 90 minutes. And then a couple years later, it was 2 hours and has continued that way all these years. But I thank God for all those that gathered in my living room on April the, I think it was 17th. It was the middle of April of 2007. We had actually recorded our show a couple days before, which we never did again. It was always live from then on. But we sat there and we listened and we just thanked God for this opportunity to be on the airwaves. And Betty, we do. We thank God that we can get on and talk freely in this world. This show going around the globe, we can talk freely about God's greatness and we can teach people to thank him. What a joy. Cindy, talk to us. Oh, then we're going to Psalm 136.
What a blessing. What a freedom to be able to engage in it. Like you said, we are blessed to be
yes.
able to share freely God's word and God's love. And I'm very thankful. Has it really been 50 shows since I was there? I think I was there for the 400th.
You were. You were here for the 400th show, which was a year ago this Sunday.
It's been a year.
It's been a year. So we're at 450-something right now. Yeah.
Wow.
Yeah. Yeah.
And I consider it a blessing, and I'm so grateful that I can share that God has turned my trials into a testimony and that I can share his goodness about my life with the radio listeners. I'm thankful to be able to sit here and do that, because he has turned all my troubles into joy, and there's been so many, so much I have gone through, and to be able to thank him publicly for his mercy and his grace for all those times, it's a real joy to me.
Oh, isn't it? Woo! Which brings us, girls, to Psalm 136. I love this. Psalm 136 is one of these psalms that you just, I mean, the psalmist is trying to drive home a point. And verse 1 says, thank God, he deserves your thanks. And we've been saying that. God deserves our thanks. And in the Message Bible, is the next line is, his love never quits. In the NIV, every other line is, his love endures forever. So whichever way you'd prefer to read it, it's the same concept. His love endures forever, or his love never quits. So his love is ongoing, always, no matter what we're going through. Psalm 136, verse 1, thank God, he deserves your thanks. His love never quits. Thank the God of all gods. His love never quits. Thank the God of the Lord of all lords. His love never quits. Verse 4, Psalm 136, thank the miracle-working God. His love never quits. The God whose skill formed the cosmos, his love never quits. The God who laid out earth on ocean foundations, his love never quits. The God who filled the skies with light, his love never quits. The sun to watch over the day, his love never quits. Moon and stars as guardians of the night, his love never quits. And the psalmist goes on and on, but I want to go down to verse 23. God remembered us when we were down. Boy, that sounds like something we've been talking about on this show today, girls, doesn't it? God remembered us when we were down. His love never quits. He rescued us from the trampling boot, you know. His love never quits. Takes care of everyone in time of need. His love never quits. Thank God who did it all. His love never quits. Talk to me, Betty. Woo! Love it.
Well, I think that the one word you can use is that his love endures. His love lasts.
Yes.
It never gives up.
Yes.
It never gives up on us.
Right.
And the other thing that we thank God for is for sending his son, Jesus. That's a big thank you.
Amen.
Because he sent his son for us. And what father could give up their son for us other
Amen.
than Almighty God?
Amen.
And I think that it's a tribute that the psalmist was trying to tell us how thankful we should be.
Yes.
No matter what we're going to.
Yes.
If we're in low estate, we're going whatever we're going through, whatever storm, whatever trial, tribulation that you're going through, is that his love will endure forever.
Amen.
And it will last. It will last. It's it's never ending.
Yes.
It's, for lack of a better vocabulary word, again, it lasts forever.
It lasts forever.
And it lasts forever.
There's not a lot of things in this life that last forever, you know?
No.
Now, I know they're getting cars to the point that they have 20-year guarantees on them or warranties, and that kind of cracks me up. But in general, things don't last forever. Cindy, talk to me before we get to this next song, because I don't know about you, but if it weren't for God's love and his strength holding me up through a lot of hard times in my life and in ministry, I don't know where I'd be today, but his love has never given up on me. You know what I'm saying, Cindy?
And that's all I kept hearing through that whole psalm is it's constant.
Yeah.
It's the one thing we can depend on. No matter how bad everything else falls apart around us, that's
right.
The one guarantee that we can depend on, that God's love will not fail.
Woo.
And what I see in all these verses is he doesn't miss anything. He takes care of the food. He takes care of the light in the darkness. He takes care of the, you know, clothing us, everything.
Amen.
Any small thing that we need, his mercy covers everything
Woo.
That we need. He doesn't miss anything.
He doesn't miss a thing, which brings us to the Katinas. The song is Thank You.
Just a little while longer, wanna pray. Can get you off of my soul, came to say thank you, Lord, just for loving me. I, many times I do forget every need that you have met. Oh, thank you, Lord, I know you're showing me. You are there when I am down and out. You're holding me. Your love is so amazing. Oh, it changed me. Here I am.
Just want to say thank you, Nan. What did God give you during that song?
It's from the viewpoint of the listener. I thank you, Father, for all of your love. I'm seeing things differently now because of this show. I praise you, my wonderful, loving Father. In you, I truly desire to learn and grow. I thank you for these ladies who are sharing from their hearts. I praise you. I praise you that of this show I have heard. Father, I praise you for being my loving Father. I will praise you and spend time in your word. Thank you, Father. Thank you, Father. Thank you. I praise you with all that is within me. I'm feeling so much better deep inside. And it's interesting. I'm also beginning to feel free.
Praise God. I love that. From a viewpoint of a listener, thank you for sharing that. Whoa, if you are just joining us now, you can go back and listen to this show, the part you missed. At the end of each month, our webmaster puts all of our shows, both for this Living the Good Life and our Thursday night counseling show, Go Yard, on our websites, and that's www.bohmglobal.com. If you want to listen to this show prior to the end of the month when they go on our websites and stay forever, you can just look it up on the podcast here on tantalk1340.com. Psalm 118, verse 1, thank God because he's good, because his love never quits. We've been talking about that. Tell the world, Israel, his love never quits. And you, clan of Aaron, tell the world his love never quits. And you who fear God, join in, his love never quits. Verse 5 of Psalm 118, pushed to the wall, I called to God. From the wide open spaces he answered, God's now at my side, and I'm not afraid. Who would dare lay a hand on me? God's my strong champion. I flick off my enemies like flies. And verse 8 of Psalm 118, which is the center verse of the whole Bible, the center verse, is Psalm 118, verse 8, and it is this: far better to take refuge in God than trust in people. Cindy, talk to us.
Well, that hits home.
Yeah, doesn't it? Doesn't it?
Yeah, that's my refuge.
Right.
You know, when the world is against us and we're persecuted, which God's word says we will be, and that's what I have to keep telling myself.
That's right.
God said this would happen, but he is my refuge.
Amen.
At the end of the day, when I lay my head on that pillow and I go to him and I clean the slate and I give all those worries to him.
Right.
I'm so thankful that I can do that and get up the next day with a fresh start.
Amen.
And no worries.
That's right. And when you give it to God like that and you trust him, like this verse, Psalm 118, verse 8 says, far better to take refuge in God than trust in people. Not that we're not supposed to trust people, but God is the one we're to run to. God is the one we're to trust no matter what we're going through. People can tell you what you want to hear, but God's the one who's going to see you through what you're going through. Betty, talk to us about this. Oh, his love never quits. He's good. Thank you, God, because you're good.
That's right. That reminds me of a Casting Crown song that said, when you're facing trials or tribulations, quit asking Oprah what to do.
Oh, really?
And, yeah. It comes down to the point where we need to speak more of God
right.
than we do with seeking the counsel. And it's not saying that you should not go to counselor.
No, we're not saying that. No.
It's our faith and trust should be in God.
Amen.
And not in man.
Yeah.
And I think that if you look how many times through the Bible, especially in the Psalms, how much persecution that they went through.
Oh, yeah.
How much, I mean, we're experiencing nothing than what some of the psalmists or what the disciples went through, what
right.
Jesus himself went through.
Yes.
So when we look at persecution or we look at the thankfulness of God, is that the people before us went through so much that if they can thank God, we should be even more thankful.
Absolutely.
We're not going through what they're going through. And I'm sure there are some countries and what, you know, what we're seeing in the world today is that, yes, there are people that are facing certain death, persecution, or whatever. But we here in the United States right now are very thankful that God is with us.
Yes.
That God will be with us. God's love endures forever. And that's what I think the prayer of the nation is that God will keep his hand on America and that we will see God work through all of this.
Amen.
It's amazing that, you know, when Cindy was talking about, you know, getting up in the morning, is it, I may not have slept well, Lord, but I got up.
Yes.
I have some aches and pains, but I'm still able to get up and motivate.
Amen.
And that's where the thankfulness of God, that we are thankful that even though we don't feel like it, it's not, no matter what the circumstances of what I feel or see,
right.
God is still working mightily in me, and he's working through you, man.
Well, it's
Cindy,
it's a joy. It's a joy, isn't it, to be able to share our faith freely and openly on the air and remind people that God is there and that we go through difficult times too, but God always sees us through. I love Psalm 118, verse 5, and let's go back there a minute. In the NIV, it says this, "In my anguish, I cried to the Lord, and he answered by setting me free." Sometimes we are so bound up in our anxiety and our stress and our worry and our depression and our discouragement and our work job situation or a divorce or whatever we're going through that we're in anguish. I mean, we're really in anguish. It hurts. We're going through difficult times. Listeners, if this is you, listen up, because the psalmist says here in Psalm 118, verse 5, "In my anguish," the psalmist David went through all kinds of anguish, "I cried to the Lord and he answered by setting me free. The Lord is with me. I will not be afraid. What can man do to me? The Lord is with me. He's my helper. I will look in triumph on my enemies." Cindy, talk to me about this. We've been talking about this all through this show, that God is with us and we should begin to thank him for his provision, for him being there, all of it before we even see it or feel it. Don't you remember what we were talking about at the top of the hour, Cindy, and how this goes right along with this?
It's supernatural. It always works out that way. He always brings everything together by
himself. He does.
Whatever's going on in our lives.
Right.
And that's the coolest thing. I love being on the show, and I love being able to bring the honesty and the real-life emotions and pains that we all endure and share that with our listeners. Because they can see that, you know, like you said, we don't script anything. This
right.
is our real lives. And
yeah.
this is what God has asked us to share with you, the audience. So we're no different than you are.
Right.
We are all human in this race together.
Yes, yes.
And,
yes.
you know, I think that's the time when we call on the Lord the most is when we're in our distress. At least I know that's true for me.
Right.
I call on his help more so than ever when I get to that low place. But I know when I get down on my knees and I'm there in that darkness that he's going to hear me.
Amen.
And that when I lift my eyes, he's going to lift my head. And then I begin to lift my hand and thank him and praise him. He brings me right out of that place. And that goes right back to the beginning of the show. We talked about the praise brings you to a different place.
Yes.
It sets you free, as this word says. You can leave all that at the feet of Jesus at the cross. All
Amen.
That, all that anguish.
Yes.
That's why he died for us. That's what it's all about. He took it all with him on that cross. We don't have to carry that junk around every day.
Amen.
If we give it to him.
Amen. Absolutely. We can take it. We can keep it. We can let it drive us crazy for days on end, or we can, as we recognize that we're in anguish or we're in pain or we're in constant anxiety or fear or worry, give that to God and thank him for the answer before we see it. That's the key right here. Betty, talk to us about this. Cindy, that was all good, really good.
Well, I think if you look at it through the Message Bible, it says push to the wall.
Yeah, I love that.
that means that you ain't got nowhere else to go.
Right, right.
That once we start praising God, we get that deliverance. We get that victory over whatever is binding us.
Yes, yes.
The word, as you and Cindy were talking just a few minutes ago, is that I think once we're victory, that we're pushed against the wall or pushed to the wall, it brings a surrender moment.
Yes, it does.
It brings us to a time where we say, God, I can't carry this anymore.
Amen.
I can't face the anxiety at work anymore. You have got to help me overcome
yes.
this.
Yes, amen.
And that's where we get the victory. That's where we get the deliverance for saying thanks to give thanksgiving to a God who will love us forever.
Woo! Amen.
Will do whatever it takes to get us through to the other side. And what I mean by that is to step out of that darkness that Satan has held us in, and where we step over into the light and saying, I just felt an anvil lift off of my back. You know, I'm going to trust you, God, for the finances to come in to pay our bills this month.
Right.
I am going to trust you and give you thanksgiving, give you praise for the job situation that I'm in right now.
Mm-hmm.
It's really stressful, but God, I'm going to give you the glory.
Amen.
And I think that that's where, when the psalmist was talking about being pushed up against the wall, that you're at your last, you're on your last leg.
Yes.
That
yes.
You just don't think that it's going to get any better. But then God steps in. You surrender that moment. Give it to God. Leave it at the foot of the cross, like Cindy said. And that's when that anvil comes off, and that's where you receive your deliverance and the victory.
And that's where you begin to feel free, because you're giving it to
Amen.
God. And really, it's so simple. You know, it reminds me of the day in the Gospels where it's in Matthew, it's in other Gospels where Jesus had all these people following him up the hill, and they wanted to hear what he had to say. And if you all probably remember this day, there were like at least 5,000 men, it said, and many women and children, and they gathered around and sat down, and he began to teach them. It's when he talked the Beatitudes in Matthew chapter 5. And then he realized they were hungry, and so he was getting ready to perform the miracle of multiplying those two fish and five pieces of bread into enough to feed thousands and thousands of people. And at that very moment, Jesus himself in Matthew 5 lifts up his eyes, and it says he opened his eyes up to heaven. It doesn't say he bowed his head and closed his eyes. We do that out of respect and awe a lot of times, reverence. But Jesus just opened his eyes, looked up to heaven, and said, "Thank you, Father. Thank you for this." You know, he gave thanks for that food. He gave thanks for the miracle that was about to happen. This is a point I want to get across on this show so strongly today. Before he did the miracle, before all that food just miraculously multiplied and multiplied and multiplied till they had all these leftovers. We had a lot of leftovers yesterday at our Thanksgiving dinner. But when Jesus multiplied the food, he had so many leftovers, it was crazy good. Okay? What did he do? He thanked God first before he saw the miracle. Comment on that, Cindy, and then Betty, and then we've got a song to get to.
I'm just thinking how that relates in our lives day to day. I'm going through a situation right now where I want to buy a home. I want a home. I rent. I've outgrown where I'm at. I'm ready to move on. I'm starting to put some roots down in my life, and I want to buy a home. So I'm looking for the right opportunity. And I missed out on one that I thought I really wanted, and it was really had all the, a lot of the things I was looking for. But I said, you know, if that's not the one that God wanted me to have, then that just means he has something better.
Sure.
So I just started thanking him for the home that he has picked out, the one he wants me to be in.
Right.
And he told me to be specific.
Yes.
Be specific about
yes.
the features,
right.
about the location, and about all the amenities that you want. And it's just so cool to be able to thank him that he's got that in his hand, and that I don't have to go worry.
Woo!
When it happens, when the time's right, he's just going to drop that thing in my lap. I know he will. But that's the confidence I have.
Amen.
In being able to thank him in advance that
yes.
he's going to take care of every need.
Woo!
It's a great feeling to know that he's got all your needs met.
Amen. Woo! Betty, we're going to get...
Wonderful.
Wow, good point. We're going to get to your comment in a minute. I want to get this song in, then, Betty, and you can talk on the other side of it. Here we go. Casting Crowns, All You've Ever Wanted.
I just looked up today and realized how far away I am from where you are. You gave me life worth dying for.
remember between the altar and the door. I bought the lies that promise more, and here I go again. Around, make it back to you. But all my deeds and my good name are just dirty rags that tear and strain to cover all my guilty stains that you already washed away. 'Cause all you've ever wanted, chains have all been broken. Relentless love has caught me from the start, and all you wanted was my heart. I was chasing healing when I'd been made well. I was fighting battles when you conquered hell. Living free but from a prison cell. Lord, I'll lay it down today. So I'll stop living off of how I feel. Start standing on your truth revealed. Jesus is my strength, my shield, and he will never fail me. 'Cause all you've ever wanted, all you've ever wanted, all you've ever wanted was my heart. The freedoms of the open, my chains have all been broken.
Is our hearts. That's what he wants. And he wants us to really understand how much that we need to be thanking him and praising him. Betty, talk to us about this. All he really wants is our hearts, Betty. That's what the song says, and I so agree.
Yep, that's all he wants is our hearts, because that's where it starts.
Yes.
It starts in the heart. I think one of the greatest things that we can do is give our life to Christ.
Amen.
And suddenly we're set free. And
yes.
To be free is to
yes.
be free indeed. And
yes.
That's where the victory comes in. That's where the healing comes. There's a word called forgiveness.
Oh,
that
yeah.
comes into play here also, is that once you receive forgiveness, is that the chains fall off. There's no more, nothing else holding you back. And it does your heart good to be able to have those chains fall off and be able to feel free.
Amen.
It's hard for me to explain it. Maybe you can do a little bit better job, Pastor. But when we give our life to Christ, a lot of chains fall off.
Amen.
But then there are a few that takes a little bit longer to.
Yep.
Cut and to break.
That's right.
But what breaks those chains is God, is praising God.
Amen.
And giving
yes.
him everything. I mean, giving him everything that we possibly can, from our tithes to our praise to our worship.
Yes.
it all ties together.
Amen.
And it, like I said, it starts in the heart. And what a more appropriate song to play than "All He Ever Wanted Was Your Heart."
Yeah.
And it doesn't mean that you have to go out and feed 35,000 people. He's still looking at your heart.
That's it. That's
and
exactly.
And he looked at your heart, and you're saying, "Thank you. Thank you. Thank you, Lord. Thank you for,
oh, amen,
for all that you do for me." That's what we want, I guess, our listeners to hear most of all today, is that praise, thanking him, thanksgiving for all the things that we have, and thanking him for what he did for us on the cross.
Oh, amen. Amen. And what better thank you than to say, "Lord, come into my heart and my life and live in me. Be my Lord. Be my Savior." Cindy, I'm going to ask you to repeat after me, because I believe there's people out there in Radio Land that if they died tonight, they don't know for sure if they would be in the arms of heaven, in the arms of Jesus for all eternity. And we want them to have that security and that knowledge that they are God's child, saved by his grace and by the blood of Jesus that was shed on the cross for them. So, Cindy, would you repeat after me? And listeners, you can repeat with Cindy and accept Jesus into your heart and life if that is not something that you're positive that you've done. Okay?
Yes.
Dear Heavenly Father, we come to you now in the name of Jesus.
Dear Heavenly Father, we come to you now in the name of Jesus.
I believe that Jesus Christ is the Son of God.
I believe that Jesus Christ is the Son of God.
That he came to this earth and died on a cross for my sins and sicknesses.
That he came to this earth and he died on the cross for my sins and my sicknesses.
I believe that God raised Jesus from the dead.
I believe that God raised Jesus from the dead.
Therefore, I invite you, Jesus, to live in my heart.
Therefore, I invite you, Jesus, to live in my heart.
Come and take up residence in me and be my Savior.
Come and take up residence in me and be my Savior.
Forgive me for anything and everything I've ever said or done.
Forgive me for anything and everything I've ever said and done.
That was not pleasing to you.
That was not pleasing to you.
I accept you now as my Lord and Savior.
I accept you now as my Lord and Savior.
In Jesus' name, this I pray.
In Jesus' name, this I pray.
Amen and amen.
Amen.
Whoa. And if you prayed that prayer with us, we'd love to hear from you. You can write me personally. Easy to reach me. pastor@bohmglobal.com. And we will encourage you to get in the Word, read the book of John, and read in the Psalms. Get going with your relationship with God. pastor@bohmglobal.com is my email one more time. Cindy, talk to us about all of this today, and thank you for repeating that for our listeners to pray with you.
You're welcome. I felt in my spirit there were a lot of people receiving that today.
I did, too. I really felt that myself, so I agree with you.
One thing I just would like to share on a final note is God sees your heart, and I'm just feeling that more than anything right now. It doesn't matter what other people think about you or how they interpret your action, or all that matters is what God sees in your heart. So if your heart is right and your intentions are good, that's all that matters. All the other stuff in the world, it's irrelevant.
Yes, yes.
It's the purity of your heart that God sees.
Amen. Amen.
And he wants your heart to love him, to yearn for him, make him the number one love in your life, and all the other relationships will come together.
Amen.
As he designed it to be. I'm really blessed to be on the show today. I have just received an encouragement of gratitude. It's great to go into the Thanksgiving week with that extra boost of encouragement that I got on the show today.
Great.
It's a little trying to be around all the family members and everybody all together in the same house
right.
and all that.
Yeah.
So,
right.
But yeah, it's helping me to remember the reason for it and
exactly.
the thankful heart that I have and the gratitude that I have for being able to be here and share all this with our listeners.
Amen. Wow.
And I'm so, so thankful for Betty being on the show. I've missed her, and like I said, her whole experience has had a great impact on my life.
Praise God. And it was a year ago today, Cindy, that you became a member of the radio team. So yep. 1 year anniversary for you. So you do
yep.
a great job. Great job yep. with us. Betty, talk to us.
Well, thank you, Cindy, because you have blessed me too many times with the things that you have said about being full of faith and being faced up, and it got me through some really hard times.
Yeah.
Simple little things that, you know, a lot of our radio team has said, especially what Cindy has said about being faced up.
Mm-hmm.
But I think one of the things that I'm recalling back to my Jesus is Calling book is that a thankful attitude opens windows of heaven. Spiritual blessings fall freely onto you through these openings into eternity. Moreover, as you look up with a grateful heart, you get glimpses of glory through those windows. And I think that once we open our hearts and our eyes to what God has for us, is that the windows of heaven will open and that we will receive peace through his presence in a mighty way that will just, I don't know, bless our socks off.
Amen.
And once we have that type of attitude, it does. It gives God the opportunity to say, hey, I'm here. My love endures forever.
Amen.
My love will last no
yes.
matter where you are,
yes.
what you're doing, or what you're going through.
Absolutely. Boy, that's the truth. And it is a great reminder this week as we celebrate Thanksgiving. Some of our listeners, the StarCom people will hear this show a couple days after Thanksgiving. We're doing it live and recording the Sunday before Thanksgiving. But it's all this season where we are concentrating on giving thanks, like the pilgrims did so long ago. What a wonderful example for us. And, you know, this is what God is calling us to, people, wherever you are around this globe, is give thanks to God. That's what he's saying. That's what he's saying during the show today. Give thanks to God. Try to remember to do it in the morning when you wake up, at night before you put your head on the pillow. During the day, countless times, give thanks to God, even when it doesn't look like circumstances are turning out for your good. Give thanks to God and watch him work in your situation, because he will. We guarantee it. We promise you, because we live it all the time. And it is just the message of this hour, of this show today, this 2 hours, has been that no matter what you're going through, when you give thanks to God, regardless of what you feel right then, and you remind God that you are aware that he is good and that he loves you and has a plan for your life, and that you put this mess, whatever the mess is at the moment, into his hands, he will do what he needs to do on your behalf. One quick final word, Cindy, and then we'll go to Betty, and then we'll do our wrap up here.
You know what I started doing? And I started doing this in September, at the time of the atonement, you know,
right.
and
yeah.
all that. I started the very day after making a list. Every time I'd get a blessing from the Lord, no matter how big or small, I would write it down.
Great.
And then at the end of a week, I'd look back, and I'm still doing it. And I keep it in my car, because a lot of times these blessings might be on the highway or whatever. But that's my reflection time when I'm driving to and from work. And it amazes me to look back and see all of the things, even the small things, that we don't recognize when it happens. But writing it down and looking back, I say, wow, God was there.
Wow. That's good.
There's so many. It's continuous, constant blessing of His grace.
Praise God.
So we should have a thankful heart.
Amen.
24 hours a day.
Praise
God. And writing
God.
It down like that and looking back has helped me tremendously to see just what He does do for me in a day's time.
That's great. Wonderful suggestion. Thank you, Cindy, and thank you for being on today. Betty, final thought here.
Well, I would like to take this opportunity to thank Beacon of Hope for their ministry. I'd like to take this opportunity to say thank you to Pastor Marcia McAllister for her tireless hours of prayer and leading and teaching and preaching for the many years that you have done this. I just want to say thank you. I want to thank Nan for her poems and for her many hours of dedicated prayer, and to all of the radio team and the prayer ministry and prayer warriors for their prayers.
Yes.
Because I think that through all of us working together as a team for, you know, Team Jesus, is that we're going to conquer a lot. We're going to see a lot of miracles come in the next days, weeks, and months to come. So to our listeners, thank you for listening. Thank you for tuning in. But most of all, thank you, Pastor, for your friendship, for your ministry, and what it has meant to me.
Oh, what a blessing. Thank you very much.
Amen.
And our radio team, well, you guys, thank you for saying that, Betty. And you and Cindy and I have all known each other for, 10, 20,
many years.
35 years.
Many decades.
We have, since you were part of my church in Indiana so long ago. And for all of those in this area that are a part of Beacon or have been or will be, you know, and our listeners scattered around the globe, we thank you for your participation and for listening and supporting us financially in every other way. So God bless every one of you. Thank you, Betty and Cindy. Thank you, Nan, for your poems today. And we just want you to use our prayer line, and we can thank you by praying for you. And so please allow us to do that. Give that address out to anybody, Walmart, wherever you are, prayers@bohmglobal.com. Tell them, hey, if you're in need of prayer, here's a team that will pray for you, prayers@bohmglobal.com. Go back on our website, listen to as many shows as you can. We have over 400 on bohmglobal.com, www.bohmglobal.com. For Go Yard, our counseling a life coaching show, that address is goyard2014.org. So there's a lot of places you can listen to a lot of things here through this ministry that will help you. So thanks again, Betty, Cindy, Nan. And dear audience, please know that if you want to talk to somebody, there are people here that can help you. You can write me personally, and if it's a question or something that I need to hand over to Dr. Angel, I can do that. PhD, licensed mental health counselor. Or if it's something that we can respond to, my associate pastor, Pastor Jim, or me, we will do that. So my email is pastor@bohmglobal.com, and Pastor Jim's is pastorjim@bohmglobal.com. All right, so there you go. So we got to get out of here. It's been great. God bless every one of you. We'll see you next week on Living the Good Life, and have a wonderful week, and know that God loves you, and it is not far to Jesus.
There is no distance from the love of God. He's always there to hear our prayer and answer when we call. It's not far from here to Jesus. His loving arms are open wide. Close your eyes and safely to his side. There's no need.